This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DeMattei. Older COVID-positive patients are being sent to Florida nursing homes after a hospital discharge to recover, but these so-called isolation centers already have COVID-19 outbreaks among permanent residents. One of these, Tamarack Rehabilitation and Care Center, had six COVID-19 patients when we reported about it last week. Now it has at least 41. WLRN's Veronica Zaragovia has this update.
Barbara Fleming's mother died on July 17th. 2 days after going into the hospital because of COVID-19. She had been living at Tamarack Rehab.
We're angry. We're really upset. It's like my mom was healthy.
She says at least two other women have died at Tamarack Rehab in recent days. The State Agency for Healthcare Administration wrote to WLRN in an email that, quote, "We continue to closely monitor facilities to ensure the health and safety of residents."
It's a very thorough process.
That's Kristen Knapp, a spokesperson for the Florida Healthcare Association. It represents hundreds of nursing centers across Florida. She says they each receive additional money for taking in COVID patients. Andrew Wiseman is the CEO of New Vision. That company owns Tamarack Rehab. Wiseman gave WPLG Local 10 News another reason to take in patients. It's to help out.
It's also for the hospitals that are really having a problem with the surge of demand and the availability of beds. That's really the crisis.
To Barbara Fleming, the crisis is that the COVID outbreak happened even before they opened up 50 beds for new isolation patients.
You know, if they had told me weeks prior, I would have taken my mom out.
Her mother, Helen Hellinger, died before the isolation center patients arrived. Neither the state nor the facility has told WLRN how they're ensuring that the new patients won't spread the virus to existing residents. I'm Veronica Zaragovia in Miami.